I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Justin Ishbia is a name that you may potentially have to know very soon. He is a Phoenix Suns minority owner, the brother of the Suns majority owner, Matt Ishbia. And apparently, according to Bloomberg, he is interested in buying the Minnesota Twins. The Poled family, if you recall, which has, owned the Minnesota Twins forever, announced an intention to explore selling the team. And apparently someone was interested. And that is Justin Ishbia. Last year, I found it to be fascinating that the Poleds made it public that they did not necessarily want to keep the same budget from the year before, that they were dialing things back a little bit, and that they weren't going to be huge spenders in the offseason. They went through that, and three quarters of the way through the season, maybe even 85% of the way through the season, it looked like that bet might have paid off for them. And so often in baseball, it does pay off to go the younger direction. Teams like the Tampa Bay Rays, we've seen it over the years, the Moneyball and so forth. And those teams don't always win the World Series, but they are highly competitive. They get into the playoffs if they do things the right way, if they develop players, if they have good decision-making when it comes to the big spending. It's not always the big spenders who win championships and so forth. Some teams are able to stay competitive without the biggest budgets. And the fact that the Twins were not able to sustain that down the stretch and had about as embarrassing of a collapse at the end of a season that we have seen in Minnesota Twins history, as they were in the driver's seat, get one or two more wins, you're in, you're going to make the playoffs, and not prove that you were right necessarily, but maybe just show that it can be done without spending on that one extra pitcher. And it just went so epically sideways that there was an outpouring of rage toward the Poled family for not spending more, for not going out and getting that one extra pitcher, that one extra player at the trade deadline, which I was against, by the way, because I didn't feel like they were that close to beating the Los Angeles Dodgers or the New York Yankees. I didn't think they were one more starting pitcher away. Maybe they were one more player away from winning that one game that would have gotten them into the playoffs. But if you're going to play with the big boys, you usually have to do it through your prospect and development system, which in my mind means don't give those guys away just for an appearance in the playoffs. So I felt like that was the right direction. And I wonder if it would have even come up, if there would have been any discussion at all about the ownership late into the season. I know there was midway through the year, and I know there was early in the year, but at the end of the season, if they had made the playoffs, lost in the postseason, if it would have been shrugged off as, well, they're going in the right direction at least, and typical Twins, competitive, always a bridesmaid kind of thing. Instead, missing the playoffs and the fact that Twins fans did not even show up to the ballpark to support the team as they were trying to get those one or two extra wins to get them into the playoffs sent such a strong message, it seemed, that the Poleds are deciding to sell. And here is where we could potentially get Justin Ishbia as the next owner. He is worth a net worth of $5 billion, according to this ESPN article. And what I keep going back to with this, someone worth $5 billion, I think the Poleds are worth a lot as well. How much you're worth as an ownership in baseball And even how much you're willing to spend doesn't always dictate whether you can actually make that work, whether you can actually recruit the players to come to Minnesota in free agency. It does help your opportunity to sign your own players, but I don't think that that has been a massive issue for the Minnesota Twins with a player like Byron Buxton that they just paid when they got Carlos Correa here, and they were able to, after a little bit of dancing around with him trying to go to other teams, but then them backing out of their deals because of health issues, and he ultimately ends up back with the Minnesota Twins. But Buxton is the contract I can think of recently where it wasn't like they just said, all right, Byron, thanks for the memories, see you later. They did lay down the money to keep him. And if they do indeed sell the team to someone worth $5 billion, they still need to do things better fundamentally to compete with the bigger teams, because I'm not convinced that it's the be-all, end-all. Could it mean one more free agent that gets you over the top into the playoffs? Certainly could. Does it get you into the competition for the biggest free agents who want to be in New York or Los Angeles? No. So I would be curious, if they're changing owners, what is going to be the mentality of building through prospect systems? Is it going to still have to be a Moneyball-ish type of approach, knowing that they're not going to be able to get the Juan Sotos here? Or do they think, because he's worth $5 billion, that that's what he's going to be able to do in a wild west of Major League Baseball, where pretty much anything goes? And I like it here, you like it here. Maybe there is, if someone is willing to put up that much money, the opportunity to get the second tier free agents and overpay them to get them in the building here in Minnesota. But we're going to have to hear a lot more. So it's not like they have a new owner today, but just someone of note who is potentially interested in buying the team.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.